I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insights.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hi guys, it's Mark from Tree Studio. Welcome to this week's podcast. So last week, I actually came across one of my clients, and she asked me for some wedding photo location suggestions. She told me she will have her ceremony done at St. Mary in West Melbourne and reception at Luminaire South Melbourne. And she's got 2 hours gap between the ceremony and the reception for photo shoots. And I asked what the style looking for. She told me that she prefers somewhere close to the city with a modern backdrop. So I think it's a good opportunity for us to discuss Melbourne city photo locations. If you're looking for a modern style photography, then having those modern architecture as a backdrop is pretty much essential. We could start with my number one pick today, the Parliament House. I assume everyone knows where it is. Located on Spring Street, East Melbourne, it's one of the most popular and iconic wedding photo locations. It's the place that offers a grand classic backdrop for your wedding photos. If you're looking for an elegant, modern, and minimal wedding theme, I think it's the perfect match. But that's not it. Here are some drawbacks of taking your wedding photos there. I've always let my clients know what's good and what's bad about this place so they can do their own comparison later on. For its popularity, you will always expect people taking photos there, either tourists or newlyweds. Waiting there for some photos is becoming a very common thing, but the worst thing is, it's under construction now, which means it's fully covered, so I don't think this option is viable until the renovation is done. Sorry to those who are looking to plan shoots over there. But the good news is, I have the perfect alternative if you want a Parliament House style photos. Which leads us to my number 2 pick today, South Melbourne Town Hall. Setting on Bank Street, it's a historic civic building. What I love about this place is it offers a much more quieter and relaxing atmosphere to do wedding photos. You can even organize your limo to be parked in front of the building. So now you can have both the buildings and the cars as your backdrop. Plus, it's a few minutes away from some of the most iconic Melbourne receptions, such as Crum and Luminaire, which saves you tons of traveling time. The bad thing about Town Hall, I would say you will still expect a bit of waiting time during the weekend because it's still one of the favorite wedding photo locations. Up next is RMIT Uni. It's still got a few heritage buildings as well as contemporary architectures, so you can get 2 styles of photo capture at one place. One of the most iconic locations is the Building 20 at the corner of Russell Street and La Trobe Street. It used to be a magistrate court, offers an ancient British-style backdrop for your wedding photos. RMIT really is a great place to go if you're planning a weekend wedding, but if you're shooting your photos during the weekdays, I wouldn't say it's a brilliant idea. As it's a public uni, you would definitely have a lot of hard-studying uni students running in your photos. My next pick is Melbourne University. It's actually one of the oldest universities in Victoria. Every year, hundreds of newlyweds come here for wedding photos. Some of them are the graduates from uni, and their love might even start during a lunch break on South Lawn. Not only does this place offer an iconic backdrop you can have, you can also have your limo parked in front of the building. Still, in my experience, Melbourne University is the best choice for those who hold their wedding ceremony at the Chapel of Holy Spirit in Norman College, which is next door. But you are more than welcome to travel after the ceremony to take your wedding shots at Melbourne University. A bad thing about having your wedding photos taken at Melbourne University is you have to get a permit. But did you know you can get a half-price discount if you are a university student graduate? Also, if you really like some garden and greens in your wedding photos, I would suggest to go somewhere to the southeast. The best place in my mind offers a green natural plant backdrop is the Victoria Barracks. located on St. Kilda Road in South Bank. It's also got some of the most impressive 19th century buildings. Lots of the newlyweds come here for the green-covered stone wall. And comparing to the city traffic, it's really easy to get to this place. This place is definitely recommended for those who love this style, as well as having a wedding reception in the southern suburb. The drawback is, you will need to get a permit, but it's free though. Up next are some locations for the garden lovers. You know, some greens, some reds, some buildings, and even a fountain. That's very good, right? You might already know which one I'm talking about. Yep, the Royal Exhibition Building and the Carlton Gardens. Located on the northeastern edge of Melbourne CBD, it's got 26 hectares of manicured garden, as well as contemporary and historic buildings to make it one of the most comprehensive places for wedding photos. The lawns, the tree-lined pathway, and the fountains give the most stunning backdrop for wedding photos. It's also close to the San Remo Ballroom and the Regal Ballroom. So, if you're having a reception at one of those, then Carlton Garden is definitely a must-go for your wedding photos. If you really want to go somewhere closer to the Melbourne CBDs and love to add some greens, then Fitzroy Garden is definitely worth going. It's got the iconic majestic tree-lined and way, the River God Fountain and the Wind Temple. Lots of options and lots of photos can be taken there. Also, I have to mention about Albert Park Lake. It's the place to be for wedding photos. It's just simply gorgeous. It's got a gigantic parkland, lake view, and also a backdrop of city like skylines. And for some, I've already also inquired about what if I want to have the coastline of Melbourne. I can say you can always welcome to go to the Prince's Pier in Port Melbourne. But during the winter, I wouldn't say it's a brilliant idea because it's going to get very cold and windy out there. So you might want to grab a jacket and maybe even umbrella with you during the shoot. You might always need to consult the weather and also your photographer before the shoot. So let's wrap it up. There's always one tip for choosing your wedding photo location. No matter how much time we have for wedding location photography, avoid spending hours traveling is always a smart choice. My suggestion is to choose your wedding photo locations within 30-minute driving from your wedding ceremony or reception venues. Make sure your wedding day runs seamless is the prime goal. That's it for today. For the next episode, we're going to talk about the receptions in Dandenong Ranges. See you guys.